apartments, man, they got a lot of power. At least they thought they did. The CDC thought they could tell landlords that they couldn't collect rent. And that's just one example of the overreach of the government agencies, unelected bureaucrats, dictating public policy. And trust me, I understand we have a pandemic ongoing, persistent. But, you know, we're at a point where, you know, the scare tactics just aren't working. By the way, here's one headline. COVID-19 is not overwhelming Michigan hospitals, despite the scary headlines. Joining me is Michael Van Beek, Director of Research for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Michael, good to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you. It seems pretty unusual that these health departments are doing, you know, they're basically issuing the law of the land, are they not?
Well, they are issuing orders that are broad and wide and have a large impact on thousands of families and parents and children. And they're orders that haven't been used before in the history of the state, at least as far as I know. What they're doing is unprecedented. There's lots of questions about the legality of it and how it all works out.
Well, give me an idea of what's happening. Give me some of those orders that you've never seen before, never been used in the history of the state.
Well, the countywide mask mandates that are in place in Kent County, Ottawa, Wayne, Oakland, Kalamazoo, those are orders that have not been used before. And definitely not for an indefinite period of time. Many of those orders don't expire until 6 weeks after a vaccine has been FDA approved for use for children of that school in those schools. So that's an indefinite period. We don't have any idea when that's going to be. So these mask mandates are in place for theoretically for months, years potentially. So. Those are the kinds of things that are unprecedented.
You also say that these health departments are threatening families if school-related COVID orders are violated. What do you mean by that? Tell me what's happening here.
Well, so this is part of the legal question surrounding all of these orders and all of these mandates, and because they've never been used before, there's a lot of questions about how. You know, how the health department can actually enforce this. How do they force people to wear a mask in the school? Is that the school's responsibility? Do they have to enforce it? And then if the school doesn't enforce it, does the health department have some sort of penalty they can apply to the school? And all of this is unclear. But one of the things that's also unclear is if a parent or a family decides not to quarantine their child and have been told by the health department they have to, what is the ramification for that? And so this is what we found is a letter that the Allegan County Health Department sent out to parents that says that they could potentially put their child into protective custody.
Really?
To protect the public's health.
Yeah, but that would be, I would just say I dare you to do that. I dare you to do that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What works is they have to actually get a health department to have to ask a court to issue that order. And so there's another question there of whether a court would actually issue that order. So that would be still more just a gray area and unknowns about the legality of all of this.
So is there ever going to be an end in sight? I mean, that's the question that many of us ask at this point. Is it ever going to end? Is it ever going to come to a close? Or are they going to try, they being those on the left who have taken full advantage, you know, politically and power grabbing, to push all of this as far as they can and to hold on to the power?
It's a really good question how this is all going to end. As I said, these mask mandates are in place in schools. They end when a vaccine is available for children. So is that when all of these local health departments and officials and governor and the state health department, is that when they will finally say, okay, we're going to allow people to make these decisions for themselves? Or are they going to continue? I mean, as long as we get COVID cases as, you know, positive test results, as long as we continue, we're going to continue to have cases. So whenever those cases go up, are they going to put back mandates in place, make kids wear masks again? We know the vaccines, you know, it's becoming clear that the vaccines don't stop transmission. They're not sterilizing vaccines. And so even if everyone is vaccinated, COVID-19 throughout the population. So it's a great question. I don't have the answer. I hope that our leaders are thinking about that and do have an answer for when this all ends.
Yeah, you know, the problem is that fully vaccinated people are getting the illness. And they're getting the illness in spite of the vaccine. So the whole idea of vaccines has lost its appeal to so many people. Michael, I'll give you the last word.
Well, yeah, I think that's right. And I want to be clear, though, you know, the data still clearly shows that the vaccine has a positive effect on preventing serious illness and death.
It does. So, there's no question.
That's a very good thing.
Yeah.
But it's not sterilizing. And for many people, it's not working the way that they were promised or the way that they thought it was going to work. And that's been really disappointing.
I agree with that. And so there you have it. Michael Van Beek, Director of Research for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Michael, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Meanwhile, in the race for governor, James Craig blaming the Whitmer administration for the campaign launch kerfuffle. That's the way I'm live. Put it up there on Belle Isle. Craig's campaign announcement on Belle Isle was derailed when protesters took over the area of his campaign. We pulled a permit. We wanted to do this in the state park. We notified the local law enforcement agency who assured me and my staff that we know about the protesters will be there. That's what James Craig told Tucker Carlson earlier this week. The DNR has managed a park in Belle Isle since 2014. It handles the reservation of public spaces. Craig accused the responding authorities, well, it's not clear exactly which agency, of not showing up, then showing up and not knowing what to do and leaving. He says it's Governor Whitmer's responsibility. The state saying, no, that's not our deal. You're in charge of your own security for that sort of thing. We'll see how that plays out. Expect more of this as we go toward the primary coming up August of next year. By the way, China says gaming needs to be limited because teens get addicted to it. Their mental health is impacted, and I agree. And they spent too much time on there because of the pandemic. But China's cracking down now on social media and gaming. And teens in other countries spend more time online. It's time to limit it. A video sharing app added a youth mode feature to restrict youth access to the app and its contents. That's for TikTok. Youth mode allowed users 18 and under to watch videos for no more than 40 minutes at a time. Young users cannot get to the app between 10 o'clock at night and 6 o'clock in the morning. Sounds smart to me. Back it off. I like that idea. Back it off. More news, including some crazy stuff, right after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.